A man arrested in an Alliance homicide is back in Stark County. 38-year-old Ashley Ross was found dead inside a home in the 300 block of West Ely Street Wednesday morning. Her 50-year-old husband, Robert, was arrested on a murder charge in the Morgantown, West Virginia area. Later that day, he waived extradition in a court hearing. Ross has been booked into the Stark County Jail with arraignment scheduled today in Alliance Municipal Court. Children in the home were not hurt and were placed in the care of relatives. Alliance City Council is set to take up a range of financial, labor, and planning issues at its meeting tonight. Council will consider a $500,000 loan using Urban Development Action Grant funds to support Build Ohio and Canton for All People in developing affordable housing. Lawmakers are also expected to vote on an ordinance allowing up to $85,000 to replace power factor correction equipment at the water treatment plant and a resolution approving a labor settlement with the police union. The union rejected a fact finder's report concerning a new contract. A public hearing on proposed zoning changes that would allow data centers in industrial areas has been moved to the Alliance Senior Citizen Center. That hearing is set for 6:15 on June 15th. Canton police continue to investigate a train collision that left a Massillon man dead. The crash happened Friday night at Maryland Avenue and Navarre Road Southwest when a pickup became stuck on the railroad tracks while traveling southbound. Police say an eastbound train struck the vehicle as the driver attempted to exit. The driver, identified as 63-year-old George Smith of Massillon, was pronounced dead at the scene. It's not yet known if drugs or alcohol played a role, while none are suspected for the train operator. Two people were killed and one injured after a crash Saturday morning in Perry Township. Highway Patrol says a pickup driven by 21-year-old Cole Sholey of Beach City crossed left of center on Route 62 and struck a van south of Navarre Road just after 7:15. Sholey later died at Mercy Hospital. The driver of the van, 56-year-old Kelly Kemp of Massillon, was pronounced dead at the scene. A juvenile passenger was taken to Altman Hospital with serious injuries. Troopers say neither driver was wearing a seatbelt and speed is suspected as a factor. Southbound lanes of 62 were closed for about 3.5 hours after the wreck. Canton police say a domestic dispute led to a stabbing early today. Around 12:20, officers were called to a home in the 1500 block of 23rd Street Northeast. They found a 25-year-old Canton man suffering from stab wounds and rendered medical aid. A knife was recovered inside the home. Police say the suspect, 25-year-old Grace Gabbery of Canton, said her husband had been hitting her before she attacked him. She was arrested and charged with felonious assault and domestic violence. Gabbery's arraignment is set for tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. Five men are facing prostitution charges after a Stark County Sheriff's Office undercover sting Friday night in Jackson Township. The men, identified as Vincent Faverty, Devin Cool, Jason Rogers, Joshua Elliott, and Nick Cliata, allegedly contacted an undercover officer through a sex-related website and agreed to pay for sexual activity. The incidents happened Friday night in the area of Dressler and Everhard Roads Northwest. All five are charged with engaging in prostitution. They are scheduled to be arraigned today in Massillon Municipal Court. A man is facing felony charges after a police pursuit ended in a rollover crash Saturday morning in Rootstown Township. Ravenna police say 33-year-old Sheldon Stone of Cleveland fled a traffic stop before losing control of an SUV on the I-76 westbound entrance ramp from State Route 44. Stone and a 27-year-old Ravenna woman were ejected from the vehicle and hospitalized. Police say Stone also has outstanding warrants from Cuyahoga County. A motorcyclist was flown to the hospital after striking a deer early today in Columbiana County. The Highway Patrol says the crash happened around 5:30 on State Route 9 in Hanover Township. First responders found the man lying in the road. He was conscious and airlifted to a Youngstown hospital. The crash is under investigation. The rider's condition has not been released. The Lisbon Board of Education has approved a new 3-year contract with the Lisbon Education Association. The agreement includes pay raises of 3% in the first and third years and 2.5% in year two. The contract also adds a high deductible health insurance option and 2 extra professional development days. A man is facing charges following an investigation by the Goshen Police District into an incident involving a minor earlier this month. 18-year-old Teddy Dotson of Washingtonville was arrested Friday on charges of unlawful sexual conduct of a minor and public indecency related to an alleged May 5th incident in Green Township. Dotson posted bond and was released from the Mahoning County Jail the same day. He's scheduled to be arraigned Thursday in Sebring. A Warren man is facing multiple felony charges in Mahoning County over an alleged attempted sexual assault. A grand jury indicted 21-year-old Alan Smith on charges including attempted rape, felonious assault, gross sexual imposition, and strangulation. Investigators say the incident occurred February 13th after the woman asked Smith, whom she reportedly knew through Facebook, for a ride to work. According to Youngstown police, Smith allegedly demanded sexual favors in exchange for the ride, then strangled and assaulted the woman when she refused. No arraignment date has been set. Warren police say a suspect was shot shot during an officer-involved incident Friday morning after a pursuit through the city. Officers responded around 11:25 to the 1800 block of South Street Southeast for a report of someone waving a gun. Police say the driver refused to stop and the chase ended on Charles Avenue Southeast. Someone in the vehicle reportedly fired at officers who returned fire. One person was wounded and taken to a hospital, while another was arrested after a foot chase. No officers were injured. Ohio BCI is investigating. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.